It is a very warm welcome to my guests today, and that is young Tadiwa Toma. Hello, Tadiwa.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. Get close and speak as loud as you can. How are you doing?
I'm doing well.
Good.
Thank you.
I'm glad. Welcome to the radio station. You are a schoolgirl at St. Mary's School. You board there, am I right, in Empangeni?
Yes, I do.
Blimey. And how is that?
It's an amazing experience. It's nice socializing with other kids.
Okay.
Learning their different backgrounds and learning a lesson or two from them.
So how old were you when you first went into boarding school?
I was 13 years old.
13. Okay. And you, what are you now?
I am now 14.
You're 40. So you've just been there for a year, have you?
Yes.
And what's it been like being away from mum and dad?
It was painful at first.
I'm sure, because like home living is great, isn't it? Everything's free.
It is. At first, it was very painful, but as I got to stay a little longer with other kids, it ended up being nice and fun.
Okay. Now, when you board, do you have your own room or do you stay in a room with three or four other girls? How does it work?
We don't have our own rooms. We are given a room where we stay about maybe five or six of us in one room.
Okay.
So in that way, we learn how to socialize with other kids.
And do you have a favorite in your room? You must have. Hey?
Yes, I do.
I don't know whether we should mention a name. The others might get upset if they're listening, hey? Go on, you can. What's her name?
Her name is Ea Makalima, my best friend.
All right. Now, why has she become your best friend? What makes her stand out above the rest?
From day one, we've been having similar likes and dislikes. Sometimes we even see eye to eye. And when we have fun, there's this connection between us, which ended up making us best friends.
Oh, wow. That's lovely. Really is nice. Now, you recently achieved outstanding results in the English Olympiad. And you've now received an invitation to participate in the International Asia Rope, is that right? Asia Rope Olympiad. Mm-hmm. And it's a wonderful opportunity for you to represent South Africa, isn't it?
Yes.
And continue developing your academic talent. Just let's jump ahead to when you're, I don't know, 25 years old. Where do you see yourself then? What are you going to be doing, do you think?
I think this is going to be an interesting adventure. It's going to be many kids from different places coming together to compete for one prize. What I want to achieve, at least I must do my best and at least come out like in the top three.
Okay, so that's your aim, the top three.
Yes.
All right.
I hope to learn a few new things from different students, how they navigate through their academic life. And I'd also want to learn about the new cultures and the new environment I'll be put in.
What inspired you to take part in the English Olympiad in the first place? Did somebody push you into that or was it just you saying, I can do this?
Yes, I was actually pushed into it by my dad and my teachers. In primary school, I did compete in different competitions like poetry reciting, storytelling, and conquistas, which are similar to Olympiads. But then when there was a COVID pandemic, most of the activities at school stopped. So I started losing interest because the fun part of school was now taken away from us. So when in grade 8, my teachers and my dad saw potential in me in competing in the Olympiad and pushed me into writing it.
Now, you've been invited to go overseas. Have you been overseas before?
No, I have not.
Wow, you must be really excited about this.
I'm very excited about it.
Have you been on an aeroplane before?
Yes, I have.
Okay, well, that's a good start, isn't it? Really,
yes.
That you've been on an aeroplane. Can you tell us more about this opportunity and how this actually came about?
How it came about? In grade 8, we wrote the first round of Olympiads where many different things came out, like parts of speech, figures of speech, comprehension, subject-verb agreement. And the only challenging part for me was the crossword puzzle because I never liked riddles, I never understood them, and they never caught my attention. So when I found them in the paper, I think that's where I lost most of my marks and I was ranked third. But in this second round, it was very easy because I was more prepared for it. And the only challenge I had was working with the laptop. Yes, I did learn the basics at home, but I had already forgotten. So overnight, I had to revise and learn how to use it and type faster.
All right, now, sadly, this trip isn't paid for.
Yes.
Okay, and it's a lot of money for Mum and Dad to find. Okay, so that's one of the reasons you're here today, is to see if we can get you some support to help you attend the International Olympiad. What will it mean to you if people support and donate for your journey?
If someone would donate or support me for this journey, it would not only help me reach this opportunity, but it might also inspire another young child out there to believe in their hard work and trust that it will open many doors for them. And it will also show them that where you come from does not define who you are or how far you can go in life.
Do you know what? Yeah, I must tell you, you know, you're very nervous when you arrived. I think you've relaxed a bit now, hey? It's because I'm such a nice guy, right?
Yes.
So you're going to do well because you're well beyond your years. You really are. For me to be having a conversation with a 13-year-old is quite rare. And you're very confident, and I think you're going to smash it. So how do we help now? What do we do? Is it a back-a-buddy campaign that we're going to drive people to try and raise some funds for you?
Yes, I'd appreciate any amount of donations, big or small, because it would actually take me a step forward to this journey. There is a website or campaign called Back-a-Buddy. For anyone who wishes to donate, it is www.backerbuddyhelptadiwagotoasiarope.
Okay, that's simple enough. We'll repeat that for you. It's www.backerbuddy.co.za/campaign/helptadiwagotoasiarope Olympiad.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
And any amount, 10 rand, a million rand, that'd be good, wouldn't it?
Yes.
And then you could take me. I could be your manager. That'd be fun. Well, listen, we wish you well. And when are you set to leave? Because we know you'll get the money. People are going to come in and help you out.
We are set to leave in September around the 4th. And I think it's a 4-day trip.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, how much money do you specifically need if we need to sort of put it down on the table here? What's the figure that you're looking for?
According to the invitation, we need about 42,500 for me alone to go.
Right.
And I would love to go with my parents because it would be my first time going internationally in a new environment. So.
But you'd be surrounded by people who would look after you. With respect to your mum and dad, whether they go or not, you'll still have big people to look after you and see you through it, right?
Yes, but when I'm around my parents, I feel more relaxed.
Of course.
And I focus easier.
I'm going to put you on the spot now. Mum or dad, which one? No, don't say. Don't answer. It's me being silly. All right, so hopefully we'll get at least one of them to go with you, okay? You'd be happy with one, I'm sure you would.
Yes, I would.
Okay,
at least one.
Two would be the goal, wouldn't it?
It would, but at least one would make a difference.
Okay, and how long are you there for? How long are you there
for? For about a week.
Right. And what are the prizes involved, if any, if you win this thing?
I heard that first place will get an award, certificates, as well as money. Second and third will get certificates.
Okay.
Oh, and a trophy.
All right.
Yes.
Well, listen, if we don't speak again before you leave, good luck to you.
Thank you so much.
And I shall repeat that Backer Buddy address a little bit later on in the program so people can donate, okay?
Thank you.
All right. Lovely talking to you. Good luck.
Thank you.
Bring back the trophy.
I will.
Superstar.